ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Lesson, Lori's Story 5, How to Ask What Things Are. My name is Eric, and I am accompanied by the wonderful Naomi-sensei.
Welcome.
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
So, what are we talking about today, Naomi-sensei?
今日は review.
What are we going to review?
Affirmative sentence and question sentence.
All right, so today we're reviewing affirmative sentences and question sentence. All right.
With adjectives.
With adjectives. So Naomi, what happened last week with Lori?
Lori-san met Mizuki-san at the airport.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So what's happening in today's dialogue?
I think they're at the parking lot and trying to Lori's luggage on her car.
So today we're basically reviewing what we've learned so far.And we're going to learn more about question sentences and sentences that end with ne and yo.
Ah, そうですね。
そうですよ。Let's listen to the conversation.
これはロリーさんのスーツケースですか。大きいですね。
よいしょ。
うわ、重い。いたたたた。
重いですか？普通ですよ。
うわ、バカ力。
バカ、力、バカ。私はバカじゃないですよ。
え？あ、いえいえ、バカではありません。バカ力です。
バカ力は何ですか？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
これはロリーさんのスーツケースですか？大きいですね。
よいしょ。
うわ、重い。いたたたた。
重いですか？普通ですよ。
うわ、バカ力。
バカ力。バカ。私はバカじゃないですよ。
え？あ、いえいえ、バカではありません。バカ力です。
バカ力は何ですか？
今度は英語が入ります。
これはロリーさんのスーツケースですか？大きいですね。
Is this your suitcase, Lori? It's big.
よいしょ。
うわ、重い。いたたたた。
It's heavy. Ouch.
重いですか？普通ですよ。
You think it's heavy? It's normal.
うわ、バカ力。
Wow, you have バカ力。
バカ力。バカ。私はバカじゃないですよ。
バカ力？バカ？ Stupid? I'm not stupid.
え？あ、いえいえ、バカではありません。バカ力です。
Huh? Oh, no, no, no. I didn't say you were stupid. I said you had バカ力。
バカ力は何ですか？
What's バカ力？ Hey, Naomi-sensei. Did you know that Mizuki-san's a pirate?
What do you mean?
Did you hear him? He was like heaving and hoeing.
Ah!
Heave, ho!
You mean in English translation?
Yeah, that's what it means. He was on some pirate ship pulling on the sails and hurricanes are coming.
Ah, そっかそっか。
But what did he say in Japanese though?
よいしょ。
I hear people say that all the time though, not when they're on pirate ships. What is that all about?
People use that phrase when they need some kind of power, like...
Oh, so maybe to lift something?
Yeah, to lift something or maybe when I had an exercise at the gym.Uh-huh. And the very next day, my body soars.
Right.
When I stand up, I might say, Yoisho.
Basically, you need to encourage yourself to do something
strenuous. Encourage yourself. Oh, okay.
Exactly, yeah. So something strenuous, something that's hard, like standing up. You walk around anywhere and you hear old people saying that and adding syllables to it just to stand up.
You mean, yokorasho?
Yeah, and you have to like put so much emphasis in it. It depends on the level of encouragement that you need to stand up. But do you use that word, Naomi-sensei? I hear a lot of people just saying that all the time for like stuff like standing up. But how about you?
I try not to use it, but...
But it slips out every once in a while?
Hi, right.
I'm going to get my recorder when I'm around you and have it ready. You never know when it's going to slip out. We're going to start the official Naomi-sensei yoisho count. Going to put it on the main page, so you guys check that out. All right, so let's go on to the vocabulary. The first word is...
Omoi.
Heavy.
O-mo-i. Omoi.
Next word.
Ooki.
Big. Large.
O-o-ki-i. Ooki.
And the next word is?
Itai.
Painful. Sore. Ouch.
Itai. Itai.
And the next word is?
Futsu.
Normal.
Futsu. Futsu.
And the next phrase is?
Bakajikara.
Great physical power.
Bakajikara. Bakajikara.
The next word is?
Yoisho.
An expression of effort or strain. Heave ho.
Yoisho. Yoisho.
So we just saw the word bakajikara, which is actually two words combined into one, right? What's the first word, Naomi-sensei?
Baka.
I think most people know what that is by now, but what's baka?
Stupid.
Right, and it just means stupid. It's like when you call somebody stupid, right?
そうですね.
You just say baka, right?
そうです.
And what's the second word?
Jikara.
Like by itself, you pronounce it differently, right?
はい. By itself, we say chikara.
But because you combined it, the chi became?
Ji and jikara. Chikara means power.
Right, so here we have what? Stupid power?
Stupidly powerful.
That doesn't really make anything much more clear for me.
Very powerful.
Stupidly powerful. It's so powerful, it's stupid. What is this all about? Why put baka to emphasize power?
I don't know the reason behind it, but we sometimes use baka as a prefix to emphasize the following noun.
All right, so it's basically comparable to like super or very or
right.
Or crazy.
そうですね.
Man, this is crazy powerful. I mean, some people don't really talk like that, but some people do. And you can you put baka in front of anything?
Not everything, but yeah, in front of adjectives. Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because in today's conversation, we have 大きい. That's
right.
The adjective.
For big.
Hi. バカ大きい. Like super big.
This is crazy big.
そんな感じです.
I see. And I mean, I've been in Japan for a while now, but I don't really hear people saying baka this, baka that too much. Was this popular like back in the day?
It's not everyday word. People occasionally use it.
Right. No, to tell you the truth, actually, I do use one form of it. I say baka takai.
Ah.
Like when something's extremely expensive or just unreasonably, like, or literally stupidly expensive.
So
you know, like just, it doesn't even make sense. Then I sometimes say, oh, baka takai na, or something like that.
Baka takai, imasu ne. We often use that phrase.
Okay, in the dialogue, Mizuki-san was talking about how big her suitcase is, right? What did he say?
大きいですね.
大きいです. It's big. And then he said, ne.
はい. Sentence ending particle.
All right, and what does that particle do to the sentence? Does it change the meaning?
It's like our English tag question.
Sort of like, isn't it, or... Right?
Don't you think?
So, in English, I would probably say, this is big, huh?
そんな感じ.
Or, isn't this big or what? Something like that, right? You know, it depends how you say it. But yeah, I guess people use words like that all the time, even in English. But in Japanese, it's easier because it's only one particle that you attach to the end of any type of sentence, right? So, for example, wow, this is pretty big, isn't it? Would be?
これは大きいですね.
So, basically, in this dialogue, it's pretty obvious Mr. Mizuki is talking about Lori's suitcase. So the topic and the topic marker, これは, is omitted. 大きいですね. If it's pretty obvious that you know what you're talking about, you don't have to say これは. You don't have to say このスーツケースは. So let's break it down. All right. The first word is?
これ.
This.
は.
Topic marking particle.
大きい.
Big.
です.
copula.
ね。
A sentence ending particle which indicates a motion of admiration or agreement.
例えば、これは重いです。
This is heavy.
これは重いですね。
This is heavy, isn't it? All right. So, you're talking about like stuff that's pretty subjective, right? Like, somebody might not think it's that heavy, but how about something that's a fact? Like, I'm Eric. Eric desu.
Eric さんですね。
So, you're asking, you are Eric, aren't you? If you don't know.
So, Eric さんですか? Is, are you Eric? Eric さんですね? Is, you're Eric, right?
So, desu ne is still a question, but you have a really good reason to believe that I am Eric. We just talked about oki earlier. Big?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say it with the accent, Naomi-sensei?
Oki.
Can you break it down even slower?
O-O-K-I. Oki.
Right, there's two O's right in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not one O, it's not oki. It's O-O-K-I. And plus, the intonation goes up.For the second O. So, for all you listeners, just make sure that when you practice saying Oki, you keep the intonation intact for everybody to understand what you're saying, because it can get out of hand if you start saying Oki with a one O or with the intonation going somewhere else. Okay, let's move on to Ooh-ah! Ooh-ah! What's Ooh-ah?
Emotional interjection?
Yeah, I just felt emotional right now just saying that. when do you use it?
どういう時だろうね。
do you use it, Naomi-sensei?
Yeah, I do.
When I'm surprised, probably.
So for example, on your birthday, somebody all of a sudden brings you this huge birthday cake with 1,000 candles on it because they think you're 1,000 years old. No, nothing.
Wah!
You would just say that short?
Wah!
Yeah, you'd probably get into it, wouldn't you? You'd probably be revving it up, huh?Yeah, I mean, even on TV, people say, wow, all the time. They can hold it, huh? For minutes at a time. It depends how excited you are. But ua is pretty consistent. All Japanese people use it. So if you want to be surprised, say ua. And you can look at all the variations of ua in the PDF, right?
Hi.
All right, on to grammar. In a previous episode, we talked about the particle no in its attributive function.
Attributive function.
Does that make sense?
Mm.
Okay, good. Anyway, yeah, basically, like, for example, 留学センターの Mizuki です。
Japanese spot 101の Naomi です。
So you are Naomi from Japanese pod 101. But now we're going to talk about no in its possessive form. Where did this show up in today's dialogue?
これはロリーさんのスーツケースですか?
Is this...Lori's suitcase? Okay, so in this case, if we're talking about people's possessions, you would say someone, no, and noun, something they own.
Someone, no, item.
So, let's break it down again.
これ
This
は
Topic marker.
Lori さん
Miss
の
z
Suitcase です
The copula.
か
A question marker.And before I said z, and I wasn't referring to bees speaking here, it was the possessive particle like Lori's suitcase, apostrophe S.
例えば、私のペン。
Naomi-sensei's pen.
Eric さんのペン。
My pen, Eric's pen.
Tomoko のペン。
Tomoko's pen.
Hiroshi のペン。
Hiroshi's pen.
Simple ですね。
It's pretty straightforward, but it's a little bit more flexible, right? You can use not only objects, but ideas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, so it's not only with objects, but just as in English, with the apostrophe S, you could use abstract things like ideas, statements, anything. So, for example, Hiroshi's idea would be?
Hiroshi no idea.
Naomi-sensei, you just asked me, これはロリさんのスーツケースですか? And that's kind of polite, isn't it?
Ah, そうですね。
I mean, how would you ask me if we were just hanging out on the side of the street and you were my best friend?
これはロリーのスーツケース?
So basically, you omitted the desu ka at the end. So that desu ka just makes the sentence polite and it doesn't really add any meaning, right?
はい。
But how do people know you're asking a question?
Intonation.
Super important, as I've said in almost every episode. Intonation. Ask that question again.
これはロリーのスーツケース?
Naomi-san, she just took the intonation up at the end. Even though suitcase ends down, she took it back up. Suitcase.
Right.
Actually, I've had so many unanswered questions because of this problem, because of this intonation thing. In the beginning, you know, back in the day, I've asked many questions and had no response because people have thought it was a statement. I've said, like, これは suitcase, and like leave the intonation down at the bottom. And then people would just be like,
yeah, Eric is talking to himself again.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's almost as if I was asking me, wow, is this a suitcase? If I was talking to myself. So listeners, you guys, newbies, everybody, raise the intonation at the end. No matter what word it is, no matter where the intonation goes, at the end, take it back up and it'll become a question. That's when you're speaking the casual without the desu ka at the end. Actually, Naomi-sensei, there's a way to make it even more casual, isn't there?
Omit particle and noun, right?
So you're omitting the actual thing that you're talking about.
Right.
Give it a shot.
これ、ロリの?
You totally didn't even mention what you're talking about, but I assume from the conversation that it's probably pretty obvious, right? You're probably standing in front of a suitcase with Lori, and you're probably pointing at it or looking at it, and you're saying, is this yours? Right? And in English, we would say this because we have to say, you know, give an object, right? But in Japanese, you don't even say what it is. So let's break it down. You said,
これ?
This?
Lori.
Lori?
No.
Apostrophe S. This Lori's? Of course, it doesn't work in English, but you really shortened it down, didn't you?
Hi.
And same thing here about the intonation. The no usually has, I mean, it's one syllable. You can't really do anything with it, but always take it up at the end if you're asking a question. これはロリの?
上手ね、エリックさん。
Let's practice what we've learned so far, not just in this lesson, but in the previous lessons. So in the previously, we learned something wa something this. This is this, or this is that, whatever you want to call it. The negation of that.
Something wa something janai desu.
This is not that.
And something wa something desu ka?
Is this that?
And something wa nan desu ka?
What is something? No, really, what is something? I totally want to know. Anyway, so let's practice a bit. Okay, so for example, a person you've never met came up to you with a huge smile and said,
Konnichiwa, Taro-san!
But you're not Taro. You would say,
Taro janai desu.
And then the person apologized for the mistake, and then you realized that person was a spitting image of Keanu Reeves.
Oh!
You would say,
Keanu Reeves-san desu ka?
Are you Keanu Reeves? And then the guy said,
Keanu Reeves janai desu. Sokkuri-san desu.
I'm not Keanu Reeves.
And if you don't understand the word, Sokkuri-san, you could ask.
How would you ask?
Sokkuri-san wa nan desu ka?
What is Sokkuri-san?
What's Sokkuri-san? Sokkuri-san wa nan desu ka? Spitting image?
His spitting image! So check out this lesson's PDF and leave comments and all that stuff at JapanesePod101.com. While there, be sure to check out the voice recording tool. Drastically improve your pronunciation with the voice recording tool in the Premium Learning Center. Record your voice with the click of a button and play back what you record just as easily. This tool is the perfect complement to the line-by-line audio. It's a great way to hone your pronunciation and fluency. It's really good because when you're talking, you can't really listen to yourself. And I've used it. It's really easy to use. You just click, you just like hold the button down, you record one word, and then it stores it right there, and you can play it back and compare it to the other recording of the actual actor saying the words. It's really cool. So check that out, and we'll see you next week.
じゃあまた。
これはロリーさんのスーツケースですか。大きいですね。
よいしょ。
うわ、重い。いたたたた。
重いですか?普通ですよ。
うわ、バカ力。
バカ、力。バカ。でも、私はバカじゃないですよ。
え?あ、いえいえ、バカではありません。バカ力です。
バカ力は何ですか?